Sharing Bible-Based Hope in Paris. At the United Nations Conference on Climate Change, COP21, held from November 30th to December 12th, 2015, delegates from 195 nations met in Paris, France, to discuss how to reduce the impact of human activities on the global climate. Almost 38,000 people, including government officials, scientists, environmentalists, and business leaders, attended the conference itself. Tens of thousands of others visited a nearby public information area to learn more about climate change. Although Jehovah's Witnesses did not participate in the conference, they too are interested in the environment. Hundreds of them were involved in a special campaign in Paris to share their Bible-based hope of living on a pollution-free planet. While traveling on public transportation, one witness spoke with a man from Peru who was dressed in traditional Peruvian clothing. The man explained that although he's healthy and enjoys living on a beautiful mountain, he is still concerned about the future of our planet. He was touched by the uplifting hope shared with him, and with a broad smile, he took a contact card directing him to our website, www.jw.org. On a train, two witnesses spoke to an American environmental scientist. He was surprised to learn that Jehovah's Witnesses twice received a rating of 4 green globes from the Green Building Initiative for their commitment to environmentally sustainable building design and construction for 2 new buildings at the Witnesses United States branch facilities in Wallkill, New York. He, too, accepted a contact card gladly. Impressed by the witnesses' sincere interest in the environment, many promised to consult our website. When a delegate from Canada heard that the witnesses made efforts to protect the Eastern Bluebird's nesting area in Warwick, New York, the location of the witnesses' New World Headquarters facility, she said, "Before defending the environment, I used to be an ornithologist. I did not know that Jehovah's Witnesses had so much respect for wildlife. I am going to read your literature and go to your website to learn more about you."